listening to Terry Wickham Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. And speaking of Jack's, joining us on the phone from Jack's is Ashley Vandermeeden. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Terry.
It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm starting to feel like spring, and I think a lot of people are going to be getting outdoors, and you can accommodate them because next week you're going to have a re-grand opening of a store I've been to many times, but I'm probably not going to recognize it. Is that right?
That is right. So our Loveland East location, we've expanded, and we added 30,000 more square feet and lots more outdoor gear, bikes, archery, including an indoor archery range, athletics, so much more outdoor gear.
Now, just so people understand, Jack's has a couple different kinds of stores. You have your ranch and home stores, you have your outdoor gear stores, and you have some that are a combination. I believe that Loveland East store is a combination of both, right?
That is correct, yes. Both of our Loveland stores are combinations, but we're going to be celebrating, you know, a big grand opening at that store for 3 days.
And that's going to be, what dates is that re-grand opening at the Loveland? This is the one that's the eastern side of town. They're both on Eisenhower, but this is the one that's on the east. It used to be by a Gold's Gym, which you bought out, and I think it's by a Walmart or a Sam's or something in there. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. This is 950 East Eisenhower, and the celebration will be March 24th through the 26th, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have lots of product demos, giveaways, free hot dogs Saturday and Sunday, lots of activities for the kids, so bring out the whole family.
And I would imagine there's lots of good sales, too.
There will be. 3 days of great sales.
What a great time to get ready for spring fishing. Go get a hot dog with the kids. Talk to not only the experts in the store, but I'm sure you'll have experts from all your different suppliers there to answer questions on all different types of products. And with spring coming and everybody ready, this would be a great opportunity. You mentioned athletics. Is that something new to Jack's?
So that is new for this area. So we have, you know, it's a perfect time. Kids are starting soccer and other spring sports. So we got soccer cleats and all the team sports gear and clothing and footwear that you need.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great, great opportunity, and lots of great parking there too. So it's easy to get to, and hot dogs, athletics for the store. I think just coming and seeing both stores in Loveland, but now this one, this will be your largest store, but the one in Loveland's got to be close. The other one on the west has got to be close. It's just the variety of goods in both those stores that blows me away, Ashley.
Correct, yes, thanks.
All right, so we're going to let you go, but everybody needs to get out there. Thanks for joining us with that update, because I know somebody from Jack's will be on next week, and we'll talk some hunting and fishing with them. But we kind of wanted to get the message out before so people could plan. Give them the dates again.
March 24th through the 26th. So we'd love to have everyone come out and bring the family for lots of fun and giveaways and enjoy the weekend.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Ashley.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Great place for you guys to go next weekend. Great sales. And, you know, getting ready for spring. We got lots coming up, you know. You heard me say to JR that Bar Lake's going to try to open April 1st. You heard Nate say that Chatfield is almost ice-free. I believe he said there was one little chunk that'll go away today. Cherry Creek is ice-free. So as soon as those ramps can get ready, they'll probably open close to March 1st, too, maybe April 1st. Maybe sooner. So we're going to see open boating. But right now, there's a lot of shore fishing. We had a short show today. We're going to wrap it up here in just a couple minutes. So we didn't get we did talk to Nate about it. I'll post that on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. By the way, follow us on Facebook. A lot of what you hear gets reposted as podcasts on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. And then we talk about upcoming events. And when we're in the field, we give updates. If Karen and I are out fishing or something, we update you on what we did and where we were and what's going on. So a lot of information about this show ends up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. And while you're there, don't forget to search Wickstrom and Dobrith on all social media and your streaming services and take a listen to our music. Let us know what you think of it. Even if you don't like it, I can take it. You can tell me. But the boat ramps are going to be opening. We're getting to that time of the year. We're transitioning over. Great pike bite going on in the mountains. Still some great lake trout going on in the mountains through the ice. And that'll go on for a while. But it's been a long winter, colder weather. And I think a lot of us are ready to move on to the long rods. In fact, I've put my ice fishing gear away. I'll be going through my tackle in the next couple of weeks getting ready. And then I'll keep some rods and reels and tackle in my truck all the time. Karen and I will go to, like, Carter Lake. Karen caught a huge trout at the shore at Carter Lake right about this time of the year a couple of years ago. The walleyes are biting. You heard Nate, they're catching walleyes from shore. But if you just want to catch fish up and down the Front Range, follow the stocking report. Those fish are going to be hungry. They're going to be close to the boat ramps. They're going to be easily accessible from shore. You can have a lot of fun. If you want to get a little more involved, a little more intense, the walleye fishing and the bass fishing is the pre-spawn. He said Chatfield's already post-spawn. A lot of them up north here will be pre-spawn. And you'll see those fish coming by shore starting to eat. So even before you can get the boats on, there's going to be lots of great open water fishing. Rivers are going to start to flow. That's going to be a big question mark this year. We have a lot of snow up in the mountains. And is it going to come down quickly and blow things out? Is it going to come down over an extended period of time and keep the rivers running high until July? We just don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. But we definitely need that moisture. And it is helping us. It is helping us quite a bit. One thing I saw in the news I do want to pass on, and that's that the Moraine Campground at Rocky Mountain National Park will be closed this year. You know, up in that State Forest State Park area, Walden, and then, of course, Estes, and then up into the park, there's a lot of popular camping areas all through that area of the state. And taking out, I think Moraine has about 240 campsites. So taking those out of availability next year is going to have people looking for other places. Now, some of the campgrounds and fire areas that are outside the park or in the Cameron Pass area, I don't know what their availability is going to be because of the fire. Some of those were damaged pretty heavily a couple of years ago by the fires. So you really are going to want to check and plan your camping ahead of time, because remember, there's going to be 240 less sites at Rocky Mountain National Park. That'll leave people scrambling a little bit. So plan early. Most parks, whether they're state parks, national parks, or even other county or national forest areas, allow you to make reservations. And this would be a good year to make sure you've got those reservations in place before you head out. And we've really preached over the last few years, know before you go. With COVID, the fires, the weather conditions changing, really does make a difference to do your research and homework before you go and make sure you have a great outing. We're going to wrap things up here in just a few seconds. We're going to take you to NCAA basketball. And speaking of that, you know, you're going to hear a lot of people bragging, hey, I had that 15th seed that won. I had that 16th seed that won. Trust me, if they had that 15th seed and that 16th seed, they probably have a lot of other bad picks that didn't turn out so well on their bracket. And even though they may have started the first round okay, most folks will catch up. Everybody's bracket is busted wide open. Anyway, we'll get you to the basketball. I tell you what, let's wrap up. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Join us next week, 9 to 11. We'll let the Eagles take us to the top of the hour in NCAA basketball on 104.3 The Fan.